The Georgia lottery has recently come under audit by the state government. News broke last week. The Georgia Department of Audits and Accounts was questioning the Georgia Lottery Corporation's spending practices. They claimed the lottery has not been providing enough funding to state education programs, which is it is required by law to do, and was the primary reason that we have a lottery. Here to talk with me about this is James Saltzer, government reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Hi again, James.
How you doing?
So, look, I realize that in this fast-paced Twitterverse, that often just being audited makes people think that there's something under question here. What do we know? Is the state implying or claiming that the lottery has done something wrong?
No, I don't think it is, and I think the first thing that we should talk about is the timing of this. Usually when the legislature, when an audit comes out in December or late in the year, it's meant to talk about an issue that will be brought up before the legislature. The legislature is being gaveled in about 15 minutes for the new session. So my suspicion is that whenever an audit comes out like this, that it was requested and the information comes out before the session so that it can be used in debate.
So, I mean, reporters are usually suspicious types. What is it that you suspect? Why would they bring up the finances of the lottery?
I think there's two possibilities. One is that one of the bills that I'm sure you've talked about that's going to be pushed would create a system of casinos and probably horse track races, racetracks. And the aim of that, or at least the discussion on that, is that they would raise money for college scholarships. So
wait, I want to go back over what you just said, because many people know that they will be discussing whether or not to allow both casinos and racetrack gambling in Georgia. You're saying that as the discussions stand right now, the reason why legislators might approve that is because they would be putting money into the education fund to help fund the Hope Scholarship, right?
Right. And they could have been doing the audit to say, this is the current situation of lottery funding, and we need to raise more. And this would back up the idea that we need to raise more for the Hope Scholarships. That would be scenario one. Scenario two would be, and this is something that's been debated probably for 20 years in the legislature. Some legislators argue that the lottery spends too much on administration and too much in prizes, and not enough under the law for Hope Scholarships. The current the state law says, it was passed in 1992 for the lottery, said that about 35% or as near as practicable of lottery ticket sales should go for scholarships and pre-K.
Does it say it has to go? They have to give 30%?
No, and that's always been the rub, is that the lottery, the people who run the lottery have historically said, look, the more we give in prizes, the more we sell. So that the total dollar amount that we give towards education, if it's only 30%, or in this case, last year I think it was 25%, we're still giving you more than we would if it was 35. If we did do 35%, because we'd be giving less towards prizes, and therefore we wouldn't be able to sell as much.
But they aren't, as you mentioned, they're not required to pay 30% of their revenue.
No.
It's just asked, suggested that they pay 30%.
Yes.
How much are they required to pay?
They're not required to pay anything. I mean, the idea is the reason they put 35% is because that was an estimate of how much they would in 1992 that they would give towards these programs. But they haven't met. I'm trying to remember the last year they were 30% even. They've been around 25 to 28%. Of ticket sales going to revenue or going to Hope and pre-K for many, many years. And it's something that's been kind of stuck in the craw of a lot of legislators. It's brought up very frequently, and lottery presidents are frequently asked to come to the legislature and explain themselves.
Okay, so let's say that they do this audit and they say you should be paying more to their education fund out of your revenue.
Right.
What teeth does that comment carry?
I mean, I think the interesting thing to me is that the lottery was created in 1992 to as kind of a kind of independent of the state legislature and a state government. And if the legislature came back and said, you know what, we want 27%, we're going to demand 29%, we're going to demand 30%, this would be the legislature actually going into what has been kind of a privately run organization and said, and you know, guaranteeing the amount of money. It would be kind of the legislature getting involved in the running of the legislature, or excuse me, of the lottery.
But that would require legislative action.
That would, yes.
Because they'd have to change the contract.
Yes, yes.
When do we expect the audit to be finished?
The audit's finished. The audit's completed, but what's going to kind of result of that? It'll be, you know, we'll find out in the next few weeks. I imagine this is something that's going to be brought up fairly soon. The casino bills, I know, are going to be filed probably this week, if not next week. But I'll be, you know, we'll be all interested in watching what happens in the committees that regulate like higher education, because those are the committees that will probably be looking at this issue. And the thing is it was requested by the Senate Appropriations Committee, which is a very powerful budget committee, and they determine kind of how money is spent. So it's not like this was kind of a junior backbench legislator asking for this audit.
That is AJC government reporter James Salzer. We've been talking about the audit of the Georgia Lottery and what that might mean. James, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.